This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Inventor, engineer, and Pennsylvania native Robert Fulton revolutionized river commerce by developing the first commercial steamboat to successfully navigate the Western rivers after launching his invention from Pittsburgh in 1811. Born in 1765 to Irish immigrants about 60 miles west of Philadelphia, the self-educated Fulton showed an aptitude for engineering and mechanics at a young age. He designed plans for canal systems, steam-powered vessels, and even developed the world's first working submarine, the Nautilus, in 1797. While in Paris in 1801, Fulton met the U.S. Minister to France, Robert Livingston. The two men hit it off and formed a professional partnership. Fulton and Livingston eventually moved back to the U.S. and developed the North River Steamboat, which became the world's first successful commercial steamboat after its 1807 voyage on the Hudson River from New York to Albany. After their triumph in New York, Fulton and Livingston turned their attention to the Western rivers. Fulton oversaw the design and building of the steamboat New Orleans. The New Orleans steamed down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers through poor weather conditions, tree snags, and even an earthquake to make a successful trip to its namesake city. The journey gave birth to the steamboat building industry in Pittsburgh, Brownsville, and other river towns. And by the 1830s, Western Pennsylvania manufacturers built nearly 40% of all steamboats in the country. Fulton's innovation left quite a legacy, as steamboat travel served as a key component of the Industrial Revolution and cemented Pittsburgh's reputation as the gateway to the West.